CFR.
Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics. I'm Dr. Jenny, and this is Round Table Sunday. This is the Sunday where all the psychic advisors from the network of ChristianPsychics.com come on to the show, and we actually do a round table where we read for people when they call in, and each one of the advisors will take an opportunity to communicate with their angels or spirit guides and hopefully answer those questions that our callers are so desperately looking to get answers to. I know on the phone we've got tonight Reverend Jay. Hey, Reverend Jay.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay. How's everybody today?
Wonderful. We've got Grace, Sister Grace is with us tonight. Welcome.
Hi. Blessings to everyone.
And we've got Reverend Susie B with us too. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Okay. How you doing, Dr. Jenny?
We are so ready for this show tonight. It's going to be a great night. And I want everyone to know, if you want to call in and get a reading, you could call us at 323-679-0882. And I want to tell y'all something kind of funny. You know, I always say some weeks there's a theme. Almost every week there's a theme to the show. And I had two things that I just kept popping up to me. And one thing this week, I had people that were talking about, kind of inexplicable prayers that were getting answered. You know, a lot of my clients were calling in saying, and you're not going to believe it, it was so odd, and this happened, or this one would call me, and that one they'd say, and lo and behold, and I thought I wouldn't be able to afford it, and then I got this check, and I was like, this is so odd. And I found myself saying over and over and over again, it's not odd, it's God. And I just thought, that is such a beautiful phrase. It's not odd, it's God. God's working in your life. That's what's happening. And I liked it so much, I thought, I'm going to write an article using that as the title. It's not odd, it's God. But guess what? Somebody already did. So you know, I was right, I guess, in thinking it was a great little catchphrase. But so do other people. There's even a Facebook page, which I have not gone to, but it's called It's Not Odd, It's God Facebook. And I'm gonna have to take a look at that in the near future. But there's also a book on Amazon called It's Not Odd, It's God, God's Miracles and Other Stories. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
You know what they say about great minds think alike.
Well, did you too?
No, I just figured you did.
Oh, okay.
I was giving you that credit.
Oh, thanks. See, obviously, that was just too far of a stretch for me. It's Sunday night. I appreciate the compliment, and I'm so sorry I didn't pick it up at first. But no, I just think it's so neat, you know. What a neat little saying. So I'm curious now to see what that Facebook page looks like. But don't go look at it now, because if you do, folks, you won't hear the rest of the show, and it's going to be a humdinger, that's for sure. We're going to do as many readings as we can tonight. Call in. Each one of our advisors will talk and give you their feeling, what their spirit guides are saying about your situation. And hopefully when you get done talking to everybody, you'll feel just at least minimum a little better than you did before you called in. Our goal is to have you feeling a whole lot better than before you called in. So we'll go ahead and we'll take our first caller right now. This is caller from area code 602 with a prefix of 696. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, Dr. Jenny and Susan B. and Dr. J. and that other one I forgot.
Sister Grace. Sister Grace.
This is Beatrice.
Oh, hi, Beatrice. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. And where are you calling from?
Oh, Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Beautiful. Okay. And how can we – you're very intuitive yourself, but go ahead and tell me how we can help you this evening.
Well, I was wondering when you can tell that I'm going to get my huge inheritance, because with that inheritance I'm going to pay for a house for cash and then invest the rest. So can you tell when I'm going to be moving into my new home?
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send that one over to Reverend Jay. I'm going to start with Reverend Jay tonight because that's where I'm being guided. What do you have for Beatrice this evening, Reverend Jay?
I got a number. It's 10, so it's I would say, okay, just give me 1 second, and I'm going to try to see what they're actually telling me with that pen.
I'll give you 2 seconds.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to say 10 weeks is what I'm getting, or maybe 9 weeks. Or I'm thinking it's weeks and not months, because sometimes when it comes with numbers, you know, it could be 9 days or 10 days, or it could be 10 weeks, or it could be 10 months, or and I picked up that it's somewhere around 10 weeks, something's going to shift for you on a house and possibly moving. So don't know if that's good news for you or not. I did get a little bit of another thing that came to me from an angel that said that you're putting up some barriers. Do you know that?
No.
Are you feeling guarded?
I'm not feeling guarded, but my money's been really, really tight, you know, the last couple of months. or last couple of years, I should say. And this month it's been really bad because I haven't been able to pay three of my bills. So,
okay.
But I think I've got it taken care of for next month, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I kind of, I guess I got guarded or fearful. And so what I want you to do is just release that. Know that, you know, everything is in God's divine timing, and that, you know, just try to maintain a level of happiness, the highest level of happiness that you can. And every time that you come to that fear, just use the word cancel. I cancel that thought. That's not my reality. My
okay.
reality is happiness. My reality is peace of God. You know, God is providing for me, and it might just be all of this waiting and stuff is, you know, it just works out all in like divine timing. So like maybe the house isn't ready. Maybe, you know, if you know, you just have to wait and see what actually is transpiring. But I feel like I got somewhere around 10 weeks.
Okay, great.
Very good. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And I'm now going to go to Sister Grace. What are you getting for Beatrice on the inheritance question?
Hi, Beatrice. Well,
hi.
Hi, sweetheart. I want to know about the relative that passed away that is leaving you this inheritance.
What do you want to know?
Well, I want to know how close you were to them and why you are pushing away. Because I feel that they are trying to come closer to you, and you are pushing away from them, and I don't know why.
First of all, it wasn't a relative. It was a client of mine.
Okay.
And I haven't been pushing away.
So the reason why I say that is because maybe it's not a pushing away, but it's a feeling of not feeling entitled to what is coming. Can you relate to that?
No.
You don't feel like, okay. Well, I get this huge feeling of you not feeling worthy or not feeling entitled to the inheritance that is coming, and you're closing it off to coming to you. And I agree with Reverend Jay for you to release that thought so that it comes to you quickly or quicker, because the sooner that you release it, the quicker it will come to you. But until you acknowledge and release that, it won't come.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Grace. And now I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. what she's seeing regarding this.
Okay. Beatrice, I'm seeing that the message I'm getting is that you're on the right path and in knowing that this is coming to you. And,
thank you.
Yes. And I am also getting around the same number of weeks as Reverend Jay. I'm getting a 9.
Okay.
So, as he was saying, I'm thinking it's 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's more than that.
Okay.
But that's what I'm getting for you.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you. And I'm actually going to tell you that I'm getting, Beatrice, that you're going to be triumphant with this. I definitely see the move coming. I mean, that's absolutely going to happen. But I see even more progress beyond that. Now, this is going to sound really odd and weird. How do animals play into this? Do you know?
Well, I have 6 kitty cats.
Ah, there we go. Okay, that's how it plays into it. Okay, because they're showing me animals, and I'm thinking, why? And I'm like, okay, that must, you know, I didn't get it, and I tried to push it away, but it just kept coming back. And they're saying this is not going to only be a blessing to you, but to all the animals as well. And that you are being rewarded for who you were before this person passed away, and how you treated them, and more importantly, the compassion that this person had for you, because she felt that you had unfair treatment prior to her passing from an assortment of people. Is this correct?
It's actually a man, not a woman.
Okay. Is that correct, though?
Well, I always thought because he never had any children, and I just felt he, you know, liked me as a person since he never had any children. But mm-hmm. as far as I know, I think I'm only going to get $2 million out of the 24, which is fine with me.
He just really liked me
as a person, I believe.
I think he liked you, but didn't you talk your situations over with him, things that would come across? Didn't he have a way of making you feel better? Didn't he tell you should believe more in yourself?
No, he never said that, but he would help
me
out financially. No.
Okay. Did he ever encourage you to do more than you were doing, or to take on a bigger challenge, or not to be afraid to move forward?
No.
Not at all.
Because I don't think I was ever afraid to move forward.
Because I'm with Sister Grace. I'm getting someone from the other side, and this person is—he's showing me he was almost the, father figure type, but he's also showing me like he's trying to put you up, boost you up. He's trying so hard to do this, and he doesn't want your spirits to be down, but he's saying give yourself credit, give yourself credit. So I don't know what this is about. Because, see, I know Reverend Jay and Sister Grace and Susie and myself, we're all getting the same thing. Sometimes we touch on different things when we do readings. But this evening, we're all getting almost identical things. So I don't know why that is. But the last thing that I'll say to you that I'm being shown is that you plan on being very generous with the funds that you get, don't you?
Well, to an extent, because I have to live on that the rest of my life also until I die. I have to put some away, because I can't live on Social Security the rest of my life. Nobody can live on just Social Security, so.
Sadly, many people pay for a house and
then have money given to me. Like put an annuity, an instant annuity, and I'd have money for the rest of my life to live on.
Mm-hmm. With a lifetime
unless
family.
I come across a gentleman that wants to share my life with me.
Okay.
But that hasn't mm-hmm. happened in many, many, many years. So.
And my advice to you in
that.
My advice to you in that is to be very, very, very careful. I know you're a girl. Woman, so I
have
don't...
to step in too, Dr. Jenny, and say that the market is going to get very, very volatile here very soon. So
I wasn't going to put it in stock market. I was going to put it in an annuity, which is locked in and it's guaranteed.
Well,
you don't lose
exactly.
Your money.
No, what I'm talking about are the banks. And if Reverend Jay will remember, I had mentioned something to him over a year ago that we are going to see more collapse in our banks. So just prey upon the money that you get and make sure that the bank that you put it in is a very FDIC secure bank.
Right. And you can only put $250,000 in each bank also. So if you put more than that, it's not guaranteed.
I don't know what our bank you're working with, but I would look into
FDIC only. FDIC only insures $250,000 per person per bank.
That is correct, Beatrice. You're absolutely correct. I used to be a financial planner for American Express, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're also, and I know what you're talking about with the annuity, which is going to pay out for your lifetime, which is very, very smart. Plus, the nice part about an annuity, folks, is if you get an annuity and somebody sues you, as people are always happy to sue, people love to sue people for no reason at all. They cannot attach an annuity. They cannot attach an annuity. So that's the safest place for you to put it, and that's smart. And here's the other nice part: no one can sue you for your annuity if they're married to you. So here's the cool thing. When you get married, you're going to make sure that you do have, because I do see love. I see love coming down the pike. Now, it's not coming down the pike right away. Not going to lie to you. I love to tell people 2, 3, 6 months. I'm not saying I see it that soon. But I see once you get this settlement, once you get yourself moved, once you're moving, you're comfortable, settled, you know exactly, you have solid footing under you, then all of a sudden you're going to take a little break because you deserve that. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I see is love coming into your life. So that is going to happen, and commitment. So I'm not necessarily saying marriage, but I see love and commitment. And and it's gonna make you feel a lot better, too.
Great.
Yeah. I got an 8 for that for you, Beatrice. So, yes, it is. And it's someone who loves animals just like you. And I believe that their energy is around you now. You just aren't aware of it.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you, everybody.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Yeah. And thank you so much for calling in. Please feel free to stay on the line and listen if you'd like to, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, God bless you. Well, she was a delightful caller.
She's a beautiful energy. I was going to tell her a little bit about her color.
She's still listening.
She has a beautiful aura about her, and just love. It is so bright pink, and it just is gorgeous.
One of the things I like about her, okay, let's be honest, people, and this is to your credit, Beatrice. I know you're still on the line listening. To your credit, when somebody says they're going to be inheriting up to $2 million, and I ask if you're going to be, you know, giving that out, putting it back out there, helping others. And your response was no, because, I mean, some of it, but I'm gonna take care of myself. I need to take care of myself. And for some people, I know listeners, and I felt some people go, you're not going to put them back out there and help people? And I don't think Beatrice was being dishonest in saying, first I want to make sure that I'm protected, and then she'll do what she can for others. And that was an honest answer, and I so respect her for that, because that's exactly, you have to, if you don't take care of yourself, no one else will. So it's right to take care of yourself and to make sure that your needs will be taken care of. And I know, Grace, you can see this, and I'm sure Reverend Jay and Sister Susie can.
Well, I picked up on her energy of the fear, you know, that she's had so much fear of paying bills and everything, so... You know, she's going to be able to take a deep breath and sigh and relax, you know, about it. She's going to feel safe and secure, and that's something that she hasn't felt. Her energy hasn't felt that in a long time.
No, I would agree with you. I would totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. So good for her, and I'm glad she called in. And let's go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller is calling in from area code 609. With a prefix of 748. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your first name?
Desiree.
Desiree. Oh, we know you, Desiree. How can we help you? You're Desiree from New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just having a lot of problems with the bank that holds the mortgage to my house, and I was... wondering if you see any resolution to this and when.
Okay. The first thing, I mean, my angels are stopping me right now and telling me to go to Susie on this, Reverend Susie. So, Reverend Susie B., what do you have on this?
I'm actually not getting anything on that.
So you're not getting any information from your spirit guides on what's going on with her banking situation?
No.
Okay, all righty. Then I'm going to ask Sister Grace what she's getting from her spirit guides for Desiree.
Well, Desiree, what I feel that is coming back, coming to me is a karmic feeling that is coming back to you. has a lot to do with the way you've been in the past and what you've done in the past. And now my guide's sort of saying, turn about, stay at play. Can you concur with that?
Hello? Did we lose you? Let's see. Are you still there, Desiree?
Yeah, you had put me on mute. Let me see. Now, you said something about what I did in the past.
Uh-huh.
They made a lot of mistakes, this bank. And, I did do this in the past, but it was supposed to resolve itself and go into a modification, and instead there was a lot of mistakes being made.
Well, and when you just said that, my guy just told me that you can't go into a modification if you don't call and connect with the bank.
I've been calling and connecting, and it's just one big mess. The manager said there was a lot of mistakes done on my file.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm just picking up that it is an issue that has played around for a long time, and now it's coming back to you.
Is that good or bad?
Well,
great.
But, I'll be very honest with you, and that's one of the things that I hate about being intuitive, because I don't ever like to say anything bad to anyone, but it is not good.
So you don't think those?
I'm just going to leave it with that before I just get too emotional over some things that I pick up. And maybe Reverend Jake has something to say if Susie can't find anything else for her.
Okay, Reverend Jay, what are you getting for our delightful caller, Desiree from New Jersey, about this situation? Are we having trouble? It's odd because I think we may be dropping callers here tonight. I'm not muting. I don't know what's going on here. Typical Blog Talk Radio. Love them to death. And I see. Is Susie? Are you muted? Are you still? Because your showing is not muted.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
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 Right,
hi, Desiree. I already gave you a whole speech, but I'll do it again. I didn't realize I was muted. I got that it's going to go, you know, it's actually going to go all the way to February is what it looks like to me. It looks like there'll be a bigger change or a shift in it in January. I feel like you're in for some a bumpy ride. But I also got that, you know, God is there to lean on you and is support. You know, and that you need to trust your inner guidance, and you know, just really trust in God, because I do see it resolving itself, but not until like after next year, and maybe as late as February. But I did get another thing that, you know, I don't know if this matters to you, but I did get a romance angel coming in.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you're interested in that, but to hear it, but I
well,
think,
go ahead. I might as well.
Well, I think there's somebody's going to be coming into your life, and is going, you know, and the angels are helping you with that. I think it's something that you've been asking for. So that's what I got on that. But I didn't get a time frame or anything, just that they're there now, which means that, you know, I don't know if you're looking around for
no.
a relationship.
No, not at all, really.
Well, sometimes that's when it happens, is when you're not looking. You know, actually, that is when it happens.
That's the truth.
For some reason, it comes in not, like, and bonks you on the head, and you're like, oh, gosh, what now?
Very
so
good.
So you see something resolving with this bank?
I think
it's their fault.
I know. I still feel like it's a bumpy ride, and I feel like it's not going to be like a cut and dry thing, that it's going to, I think you'll, you know, like I said, I think it will resolve out, but it's going to be like way at the end of January.
Okay.
And it might go all the way into February, but I would definitely take Sister Grace's advice and make sure that you're in really good communication with them, because, you know, it's easy for them to say, well, you know, when did you do that? You know, and keep documentation.
Oh, well, I got really good records, because
okay.
I've been having a problem with this bank for 4 years.
Okay.
So I got great records.
Oh. Okay, great. So then good, because that's really important, and it's going to become an issue. And that's why I think eventually, you know, you can resolve it, but I think it's going to, you know, it's going to be hit and miss, or yo-yo. I always think yo-yo, you know, up and down, you know, one day you'll be talking to the right person, and the next day everybody will have forgotten that you talked to them, you know, so
yeah.
That's why I think the communication really needs to stay open as much as possible, and lean on God. You know, when you're at that frustrating point, you know, where you want to pull your hair out or scream or
yeah.
shoot somebody, don't do any of those things.
I want to.
No. There's a word called cancel. You want to cancel that thought, and you want to go and you want to say, Holy Spirit, this is out of my control. Please take this problem and give it to the Holy Spirit, and then you don't have to worry about it, you know, at that time. And let it go, and the Holy Spirit will work his magic or her magic, if you want to, however you see the Holy Spirit. I don't see any sex there. So, just put it in God's hands is what it really is. And make sure that you follow up and start looking around you for Mr. Wright, because I think the angels are helping you right now.
Oh, okay.
I agree with Reverend Jay.
What, about Mr. Wright or the bank?
Well, but with two things. I agree with Reverend Jay about two things. Number one, I see April, things are going to be going really well. You'll be situated. And the message that I'm getting is from the angels is that they've heard your prayers. And they're glad that you asked them for help. And they are going to help you. But they're reminding you that sometimes they're helping you and you don't realize it's help. And let me explain what I mean by that. You know, we have in our mind what we want, what we think we need, what's best for us. But ultimately, God and his messengers, the angels, they know what's best for you. So they might be helping you in what's best for you, and you just haven't figured that part out yet. So if something happens and you think, oh, my gosh, this is awful, this is terrible, oh, my goodness, and then all of a sudden you go through it, and then all of a sudden you come out the other side of that tunnel, and there's sunlight, and it's April, and your living situation is wonderful, and you're so happy with the way everything's turned out. Now, I don't want you to sit there and say, phew, that's odd, I just made it through. I want you to say, that's God, and he took care of me, because that's really kind of what we were talking about earlier. Your angels are there, they're helping you. It may not be the help the way you think you want, but it is what they know you need. Okay?
Now, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, that's really up to them. They're just sharing with me. I mean, they're not, and that's the one thing I always have to say is I'm not a magic eight ball, so I can't just, like, shake my head and get an answer floating before my eyes. I wish I could. The angels will guide you, and they'll answer questions as best they can, but without affecting your free will. So that, I want to reiterate, they're saying they've heard your prayers, and they're glad that you asked them for help, and they are working on the problem with you. But just remember, just because it's not the prayer you asked for doesn't mean it won't have the same outcome. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just that I got to go through open heart surgery, I think next week or the week after, and I wanted this resolved.
Okay, but, I understand that. Then I'm going to ask for Sister Grace and Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie B and myself, and I'll ask Reverend Jay to guide this. Can we do a minute of prayer and healing for Desiree, please?
Yeah. Divine Heavenly Father, please intercede on Desiree's behalf on her surgery and bring the best and highest angels down to hold her hand and comfort her during the surgery. And please bring your divine heavenly healing army of angels down so that her recovery is fast. And please assist Desiree in having comfort before and after her surgery, and please allow her to remain calm and not worry about things that you're going to take care of no matter what. And that's the bank issue. And go in, Desiree, knowing that God loves you. He wills you his divine perfect happiness, and we all hold love for you in our hearts and pray for your healing. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. Thank you so much. Desiree, we'll keep you in our prayers. Keep in touch. Let us know how you make out, okay, sweetie?
I will. And I'll be calling you for a private reading, Dr. Jenny.
Okay, very
okay.
Good. We look forward to it. Thank you now, sweetie.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. And God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here. Looks like this caller is calling in from, if I can see it correctly, her name is TLady1209. Welcome to the show, TLady1209. Hello, welcome to the show, TLady. I think TLady's not talking. We'll put her back on hold. And then we'll go ahead and get another caller out of the queue. We will get back to her. We're not going to just sometimes people don't realize that we're live, and they may run to the bathroom. So we'll get back to that caller. This caller is now calling in from area code 678 with a prefix of 851. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Cyril.
Okay. And how do you...
I didn't get it.
Can you repeat your name?
Cyril, like Cyril.
Oh, Cyril. Or Cheerio.
Yes. Cyril,
one
like C for California.
Cyril.
Oh, okay. All righty, very good.
I just wanted to spell it if you didn't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
C for California, Y for Yolanda, R for Rod, I for Indiana, L for Louisiana.
Ah, Cyril.
Cyril.
Got it. We're you know what? You're from India?
Georgia. Georgia.
No,
calling
no,
from
no.
Georgia.
I meant originally.
No,
you know the numbers from Georgia. You have a little bit of an accent. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Kenya in Africa.
Canyon.
Oh.
Okay, very good. All righty. And I bet you some of our names over there aren't so easy to pronounce either. Am I right?
That's true.
Okay. Very good. All righty. Well, welcome to the show. And I know you're calling in. You've got a Georgia telephone number. And I'm thrilled that you're calling in. How can we help you this evening?
Yes, I was calling in to check in with any messages that my angels and guides would like to pass on to me at this particular
mm-hmm.
point of time.
Okay.
Or any special messages for the year 2013.
For the year?
Next year.
Okay. 2013. I'm going to ask a question before I pass you along to anybody, because I want to make sure it's okay. If anybody has any messages from someone on the other side, do you care to hear those messages?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. So now I'm going to pass this over to Reverend Jay first, because that's the direction I'm being led in, and I'm going to ask him what he has for you. Reverend Jay?
Hey, I did get some messages right away. I think that are you starting a new business venture?
No, probably not.
Okay, well, I see that you're going to be starting some kind of business venture and that there's going to be an inflow of abundance. I think whatever you're doing right now is a right path for you. And I don't know if you're paying attention to what you really want in life. I think you need to pay attention to what you really want, like your dreams, you know, because I feel like next year you're going to have, like I said, possibly a new promising business adventure. And the other thing that I'm getting really strong for you is that you need to spend some time outside, outdoors, that you're not going out at all into nature or into the fresh air, or possibly you should be doing walks. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, really try to get out, you know, because believe it or not, just that fresh air outside, it like cleanses your body and your blood. It brings in new vitality and new energy. And but I feel like you're on a good path, and I feel like though that something good is going to be coming up, like that's going to allow for you to have some money.
Okay, so what kind of a business venture are you seeing?
Like, I don't know. I'm getting, like, documents and contracts, so I'm unsure what you actually do, but I feel like it's going to, it's some kind of business. I don't know. I'm not getting exactly what it is, but I was getting more of the abundance part of it, you know, that it's a promising adventure.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
or venture.
Okay. And now I'm going to pass you along to Sister Grace, because I think Grace may be picking up someone from the other side. Grace, what do you have for Cecilia?
Thank you. And hi, Cecilia. I am picking up a female energy, and she is showing me that you are spending way too much time looking at a screen. Do you do a lot of computer work?
Yes.
Okay. And so that is definitely been the right one. There's several of them that is coming through, but this one is like, is saying spending too much time looking at the screen. And you're not eating properly either. Is that correct?
I'm not sure about not eating properly.
Okay.
I assume I eat normal.
Okay. Well, I am. This she's pretty strong. And it's almost like, you know, Dr. Jenny, my mom used to say, you're sitting too close to the TV. You're sitting your eyes. So this is this energy. She's a female energy. And I think she's pretty much saying what Reverend Jay said. You need to spend more time doing something other than sitting in front of the screen. And it could also be a little bit too much television, too. But I get the screen as big as, like, a drive-in theater screen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Hmm. How do you feel about that, Cyril?
Yeah, I think some of the information is correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. And I'm going to jump in here now. I'm seeing a male figure that has crossed over. He would have either been a father type figure to you, and or like an uncle that you looked up to that mentored you. Does this ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay. And this person is telling me to tell you he loved you, but and you know he loved you, but it's almost as if he felt like he was always the one telling you you could do more, you can do better, he was always what's the word I'm looking for? He's showing me, he's giving me the energy of it, but be who you want to be who you can be. And he's saying, I'm sorry?
No, I just wanted to hop in and say that I think that's what all of these spirits are trying to tell him. That,
I wouldn't doubt that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he is really spending way too much time and over compensating for what is pretty. He keeps his eyes glued to that screen. That's amazing. But yes, and that's all of them that are saying that exactly what you were saying, Dr. Jenny, that he is, wow. The screen is so big.
I think so. The other thing I want to say to you, Cyril, is that this person, I don't understand how he reflects to you or is represented to you, other than to say that when he was on this earth, he told you you had a station in life, but now he knows you don't have a station in life. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know who this person is?
Yeah, I know who the person is, but I don't understand what the station means.
What it means basically is when he was living, he said sometimes that you had to. He's saying that now he sees you can be and do anything you want. He didn't always have that opinion when he was living.
Yes.
He wasn't aware of the great things that you could accomplish and that you are capable of. He knew you were wonderful, not to be misunderstood, but now he sees a much bigger picture and he wants you to know it. He's actually, the words I'm getting is spread your wings. He keeps telling you to spread your wings. He's been saying it since he connected to me. Tell him to spread his wings. This has a special meaning to you. I don't know what it is, but it means something to you. He's letting me know this, okay?
It means a new business adventure.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. But it's just such a, wow, it's such a strong feeling, and he's coming through so strong, so I want to give you that. And the other thing that, I need to say this too. When people come from the other side, they come looking sometimes the way they were when they were younger, sometimes the way they were when they were older. I'm sensing this is probably a dad. Is this your dad?
No, my dad is still alive.
Okay, so who is this person then? Granddad or uncle?
He was a cousin to my dad. We used to be neighbors back
home. Okay. He's letting me. He wants me to tell you also. There's been a situation that he wants you to soften your heart to. Do you know what he's talking about? Did you come up against some confrontation or something recently where you just very strong in how you feel?
Yes.
Okay. He's telling me to tell you to soften your heart with respect to this situation. And he's saying that all the people and everything involved in this, including yourself, need to, I'm trying to get his words and it's hard, to understand or approach it with a loving heart, because he's saying you don't necessarily have to change your point of view, but approach it with a loving heart. because that will empower you. Do you know what he's saying? Do you know what he means by that?
Yeah, I know the situation.
Okay.
I can understand what he said.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. So he's nodding to you out of respect, and he says, "I love you for always." Say hello to your elders. He's saying from him to your elders from him. That's the exact word to use, your elders. And then he slowly backs away. So I'll leave you with that message, and then I'll ask Reverend Susie B. What she's getting.
Okay, Cheryl, I am getting, I don't know if this will resonate with you, but I'm getting a message to study. Reading, research, and education to help you gain confidence in your clarity in your career. So a little bit more education. Do you see that fitting in for you?
Yeah, I'm in school, so I...
Okay.
Well, there you go. All right,
so that's going to help you gain confidence in achieving more for your career.
Okay.
And Dr. Jenny, if I could
just
intervene for a second, I'm getting a very strong word, and it's Freetown. Do you know what Freetown is?
Do I know where Freetown is?
No, do you know what Freetown is?
Yes.
Someone is coming forward and saying, Freetown. What is Freetown? I don't know what that is, but I'm getting it very, very strong. So what is that in relation to you, Freetown?
I don't know what it is in relation to.
Yes, what is that in relation to?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Can you get some more information about it?
Yeah. They're coming forward, and they're just telling me more about they're taking your eyes away from the screen, and they're saying something about Freetown. I mean, Freetown. Show him Freetown. And I don't know what is Freetown. I don't know what Freetown or Freetown or something like that. Maybe you can help me out a little bit, Dr. Jenny, but I just felt like there's something that... Someone is very strong trying to get a message to him.
There's a place called Freetown, and I think it's part of or close to, I believe, Sierra Leone.
Oh, okay.
That's the capital of Sierra Leone.
Okay.
Well, then that might be the origin of where this particular relative is from, or ancestor, or these three people that I have here.
Yeah, but I've never been to Freetown, not at least in this particular lifetime.
Right. I believe that you have in a past life. And,
probably in the last lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay. All righty. Well, I hope this has been this has certainly been an interesting reading for you, Cheryl.
Well,
and the one thing I will say is, and I'll say this for all our listeners, you know, when we get our symbols and our messages, we all get them in different ways. Each one of us have been blessed with gifts, but our gifts are all different and varied, and we get our messages differently. So sometimes when we're putting something out there, a person or a possibility of a job or a relation or a town where maybe a person was from that they're a relative of, where that relative may have died, we ask these questions when we do this because we're looking for validation of what our angels are showing us to make sure we are interpreting them correctly. And I think that's what's so important. And I actually think that Freetown, I would say, is probably or perhaps, I don't know, do you know where, did you have anyone in your family that was from there at one time? Do you know? Cyril.
I don't know. In this particular lifetime, I don't know anyone who has been in that particular, who was born or who has been in that particular part.
So you
of,
don't know. Okay. Well, so in that case, what I would say is take what Sister Grace is saying and know that probably that the person that was communicating or that is trying to communicate from the other side is from there. And if you were, after you hang up with us, wait till the show's over, because we're very interesting people, and then maybe contact some friends or family members and ask them who they knew that was from Freetown, who may have passed away. I think you might be very surprised.
Yeah, lots of love. Lots of love from there.
Yes, absolutely,
okay.
Without a doubt. Okay, so I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yes, it has.
Okay, wonderful. I thank you so much for calling in, and can I ask you how you found us tonight?
Through Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, very good. Wonderful. Well, we welcome you, and please, even though you'll be muted, you're welcome to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Mm-hmm. I've been listening
okay.
Since you started.
Oh, wonderful. We're thrilled to hear that, and we're thrilled to have you as a listener, and many blessings to you, and happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay, many blessings to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Man.
What a lovely man.
He is. He has a beautiful heart, too.
Yeah, very, very nice. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller. This caller's calling in from area code 904 with a prefix of 383. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
LaShondra, how are you, LaShondra?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and it looks like from your phone number you're calling from Daytona or somewhere in that part, Jacksonville.
Actually, I'm in Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. So that phone number means nothing. But how can we help you this evening?
I was trying to see, do you see a move for me in January to Dallas, Texas?
A move for you in January to Dallas, Texas. Okay, I'm gonna start with Reverend Susie B.
Okay. I am seeing you moving. I see it as a distance, so.
Okay,
are there animals connected? Do you have any animals, pets? Or do you do work with animals?
No, my mom has a dog that I tend to, and I play with and I feed, but that's the only connection that I have with the animal right now.
Is it possible for you to, be connected with a job in Texas having to do with animals?
That's interesting.
That's the message that I'm getting.
Okay,
very, very good. Thank you, Reverend.
Feels very good.
Okay, and Reverend Jay, what are you getting for LaShondra?
I got yes on the move. I think that you're ready. I think that if you don't have all the resources right now, that you have the ability to manifest them. It looks like everything's coming into alignment for you. I feel like you're going to need some great strength. So great inner strength that you really have to keep your eyes on what you want, stay focused, pay attention to your dreams, and, use that you know, use your prayers or use your connection with Source, because I have a feeling that you have the ability to make things happen that you want, and I mean like manifest stuff that's not currently in your possession. So I, as long as you're not fearful, you know, and I think that's where that great inner strength is gonna come to play. But I definitely got a yes that you're moving. And
will it be in January or will it be off?
Okay, January, or what was the other question? Will it be in January?
Or will it be, how far away will it be if it's not January?
Okay, just give me a second and I'll see. I'm getting, it is going to be in January, like towards the end of January.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks good for you. I have a feeling that you just have to pay attention, keep your eyes on the target, you know, and make sure that you take care of your health. Are you doing, yeah, there's something about your health is an issue, but I'm just barely got something on it. Maybe Grace or Dr. Jenny will want to talk on it. So I'll pass.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Jay. I'm getting something here that it keeps coming to me. Teacher, LaShondra, do you know, okay, come on. Give it up. What is that?
Because that's what I'm going to school for, adult education, but I want to be a professor.
Uh-huh.
I'm 4 classes away from graduating with my master's. And right now I want the focus to be as a corporate trainer.
Okay. And so you're nervous. Right. I'm going to tell you that you are moving in the right direction. And the angels, that's why they're coming to me so strongly. Here's the thing. You, even though you're studying for one thing and you're kind of going to move off into a different area than you thought you were going to, it doesn't mean that you're not still not going to be able to do the teaching in the other way. So don't be nervous. Like I think you feel like you're backing yourself into a corner, no matter, because you have to pick.
I plan on doing both, but right now I think I'm going to do corporate training.
Okay, nothing wrong with that, and actually probably more, as you know, much more money in that, which is a good thing. But the angels are telling me you are born to teach. So don't worry about which area you go with. Follow your heart, what's in your gut, but you are born to teach. And they just want to validate that to you. That's the most important.
Okay,
that's the most important. And and so I'm going to go to Sister Grace now and ask her what she sees.
I see a relationship that is taking her there, too. Are you involved with anyone right now?
I just walked away in September.
Okay. I see that there's a little bit of a torn heart, and it's going to be okay. The move is going to really make you independent. And I think it's going to be a little further than Dallas. But I'm with Dr. Jenny as far as saying that it's corporate. It's a lot bigger than you think it's going to be. And it's all good. It's all really good. So don't sweat the small stuff, because it is very, very good.
Okay.
Great advice. Very, very good advice. And I'm going to ask Susie B. And I know she's going to say, "You already went to me." she's like, "Oh no." I want you to tell me just whatever's in your mind right now. I know it sounds really odd, but I want you to verbalize what's in your mind right now, because you have a message to deliver her. I know it.
The message that I'm getting is that she's going to be teaching animals. I mean, that may be like way off, but that's what I'm getting.
It doesn't matter. LaShondra, do you like animals?
Oh, yes, I love them.
Aha! There you go. I know sometimes we don't envision that that's an area that we're going to explore or maybe grow into, but at some point in time in your future, and I see it as well, so I know it's going to happen, you will be involved in some way, shape, or form in training of animals, maybe not each animal per se, but putting together a program that could be nationwide where there will be training of animals taking place, and you'll kind of be putting this whole thing together.
You know what, I have to say something. It's fun because someone asked me to do an assignment for them. And
Can you speak up just a little bit, sweetie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Someone asked me to do an assignment for them, and I did the assignment, and it just popped in my head about training animals. And
there you go.
And I did the assignment for them, and they were like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So, Reverend Susie B., you just knocked all our socks off. And,
yep.
Susie, my spirit guides were telling me you were holding back because you were afraid to say it. Don't hold back. Tell them what you see, okay?
Okay.
So there had to be a message from my angels, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think you could have gotten a stronger message or a stronger validation than that.
Now, of course, we all have free will, and it's up to you to press forward with this. So it's all in your control.
No, but that's interesting. I'm going to look into it to see what avenue I have to take.
Fantastic. Well, how has this reading been for you?
Oh, it's been great.
Yay!
It's lifted my spirits, I tell you that.
You know, I know all of us feel if we could do that for every single caller, we would be so happy, because that's all any of us want to do is to allow our angels and our spirit guides to work through us to help you. So we're very pleased, and we will pray for you, and we thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless. Bye-bye now. Okay. And Reverend Jay, what if somebody wants to get a reading with any one of us? How can they do that?
Oh, you know, the best thing would be to call the network of ChristianPsychics.com, because we have all of our advisors on there, and we have the ability to, if it says that the advisor is not on at that time, you can book an appointment anyways, and then you can get a call back.
Beautiful. Great. And so they go to the site networkofchristianpsychics.com?
The networkofchristianpsychics.com.
So it does it say the network, or it's just Network of Christian Psychics, right?
Right.
Yes. www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And by the way, you can also call in, and you can be referred out to any of those psychics by calling 1-800-322-7705, and that way we can point you out to whatever one of the advisors is either currently on the line or walk you through how to get to one of them right away, which is really kind of nice. Now, it seems like somebody in the chat room, I see Tea Lady is back in the chat room, but she is no longer in the queue. So I'm going to go ahead, and I won't be able to log you on because you're no longer in the caller queue. But I also have a question here. Crystal of Fate wants to know how many callers are in the queue. And her husband is in the queue, and I know she probably doesn't want me to say anything more than that. Give me the first three numbers of your area code, and I will let you know where you are in the queue. And we're going to go ahead and take the next caller, so that would be perfect. All righty, scrolling back down to get to the next one in line, and here we go. And this is area code 646 with a prefix of 662. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Good night, everyone. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn. My name is Anthony.
Anthony. Well, welcome to the show, Anthony. And do they ever call you Tony, or no, you don't like that?
Family calls me Tony.
Okay, good, good, all righty. And what can we help you with this evening?
Yeah, I was calling because I was just trying to find out if my... I'm working on some children's books, and I just wanted to kind of find out if they were ready to be sent out into the world.
Yes.
And,
there you go, Reverend Susie B. She's there. Go. Your turn. Go.
Yes, Anthony. You're going to do fabulous.
Wow. Okay.
I know that you're going to do. You are a great, great spirit. You're just so warm and wonderful and loving, and you are going to do very well with these children's books.
Okay.
Okay, very good. And I'm sorry.
No, I guess one of my questions was if I should pursue, you know, sending it to an agent first, or should I pursue sending it just to the publishers?
Okay.
I believe that you will have. I personally believe that you are going to be able to do it without the agent.
Okay.
Okay, all righty. And I'm now going to ask Sister Grace what she's getting for Anthony, i.e. Tony.
And I want to say, Tony, I want to find copy.
I love that.
I want to find copy because I see that book, and it is so darn cute.
Fantastic.
Yes, and I don't believe that you need an angel or an agent. Excuse me, you have angels that are guiding you. Yes. And, yes, and absolutely, there's a publisher that when you show them what you have, they are going to be jumping at the publishing for you. So as long as you you've researched what it takes to take the manuscript to the publishers and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I want to make sure that nobody, you know, I don't want anybody to get any gratuities from this but you. And, you know, possibly your publisher, you're going to have to pay them something. But, you know, make sure that nobody takes this from you because it is incredible and it is so darn cute and beautiful. And you deserve everything from it. You've worked long and hard on it, and you've put a lot of love and devotion into it.
Okay, thank you.
Getting
so much.
Cut out the middleman. Go for it yourself.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Yep. And we're going to go on to Reverend Jay next. Reverend Jay, what do you see for Anthony?
Interesting, Anthony. I got a couple of things. Number one, there's a program on BTR. It's called Halos, H-A-L-O-S, Inc., I-N-K, and they do self-publishing. And they do a show. I'm not sure when the show is, but I'm sure you can look it up. Like they said, you know, cutting out the middleman, this might save you a ton of money because I myself have thought about publishing, and I have listened to those people several times. Her name is Sandy, and his name is, gosh darn it, I'm not pulling up what his name is, but he's a reverend too. Can help you get. They know everything about it. And you know something? I would look them up and I would give them a call and just talk to them. Because one thing that I got is, you know, that you're going to have a little change of plans. And I think this might be it. Instead of going where you're going to pay, because sometimes you have to pay publishers to publish and they don't automatically pick it up. And if they do pick it up, their cut is quite substantial. So his name is Arthur. Now that it's Sandy and Arthur, and they're of Halos Inc. And And what my angels initially told me right away was that you're going to have a change of plans, and I think it might be that you're going to go self-publishing.
Okay.
I do feel that another thing that came really clear, it said, see, I'm a master gardener, so I get a lot of nature things, and so it showed me seeds that were planted that are like growing like in the garden. Like your seeds were well planted, you know, you put them in fertile soil, you did the work, you groomed it and took care of it, and now it's you know, it's produced. So now take your take the initiative to think things all the way through, and that might mean that little change of plans to self-publishing. So I want you to just check that out, because it could save you substantially, and these people really know what they're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. So I just
great advice.
Want you to really check them out. I think, you know, I don't need to tell you that the book's great. And it's time for you to spread your wings. I know the fruit is there. You know, just be wise with. I don't think you need the agent either. You know, that was I got that right away too. But I did see you go to a publisher, but I think you might want to think about self-publishing. So that's what I'm getting strong for you. And I just
Okay.
I wish you the very best. And, you know, don't just give Grace a copy. No, actually, you give Grace a copy.
Everyone will get a copy.
There you go.
Well,
and Tony, can I ask you, is this a book that you have written because of some things that you've experienced growing up?
Well, you know, there's about like 10 children's stories that I have done, and so I was actually curious, which one are you talking about? But I'm sorry.
I can tell you. Can I tell you which one I think is going to be the big hit?
Sure.
You have a book on bullying. Is that correct?
A book on, I'm sorry, what?
Bullying.
Yes, I do.
That's the one.
Wow, okay.
Cool.
Wow.
That is the one. That is going to be the one. That's the one I want to find a copy of.
Wow, okay.
All right. There you go, Anthony. I think you're going to do very well. I actually am going to do something I normally don't do, but I will tell you that I'm not going to always agree with everyone else. Will you get published? Yes. But I will suggest that you do talk to a couple of book publishers and let them know that you have these stories completed. And I think that might open some doors for you. And I'm going to give you the best advice anyone ever has given, and I'm going to tell you why. I did a lot of work with a lot of authors out there, and I used to judge national contests. I'm going to say, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this, not because they're not great authors and wonderful books. It's for the Romance Writers of America. And one of my dearest, dearest friends who has died was, and she actually dedicated her last book, her 17th book. She was so ill, but she didn't want to finish it until I gave birth to my daughter, because she wanted to dedicate the book to her. And so, God bless her. She held on till I had to have her delivered. I mean, they had to induce it, because this poor woman. Literally, I mean, God bless her, dear friend, and may she rest in peace. But I can tell you that because I've had the opportunity to meet with so many of the publishers and the publishing houses, that find some books out there that are already dealing with the content that you have completed your books on, your stories mm-hmm. on. Approach them first. Because I can tell you one of the things they look for, and I know this for a fact, is they don't want to hear, I think this would be great, this is a great advent. Say, you know, you've already produced books that are, you know, in this vein, and I think this may complement what you're already publishing. That means that you've taken the time to look. That's what they're looking for. You can, and if you, they have events all over the country for new writers to go in, and you can actually for like almost no cost, be able to meet with a publishing house representative, an editor, for 5 minutes or 10 minutes to pitch what you have. And there's nothing more successful than that, because no matter what, you'll walk out of there with feedback that you will use for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so,
and then also, Dr. Jenny, do you pick up Tony? I like calling you Tony. I just think that you are a Tony, and I don't know if that's because the energy here is Tony. But I get the feeling that you have been to a website that is for children who have been bullied, that is like a safe haven for them.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Okay, like, there is like a website that you've already visited that is like for children who have been bullied, and it's like a safe haven for them to talk about what they've been through and how to go about talking to the right people so that they don't get hurt or something like that. Do you pick up on that energy too, Dr. Jenny? Because I think that website is an excellent website, and I think they're just waiting for someone like him that is coming along with a great book that the schools, I mean, we're talking, this book is one of those books that the schools will be able to put out into publication for the children. You know, like they have the DARE officers that come and
mm-hmm.
talk to
mm-hmm.
the children about drugs and things like that and just say no and all that. I feel like that this book, especially this one on bullying, is a book the school systems would be very, it could possibly work with the children. And
I see that book getting published, but I don't see it getting published by the schools.
Not as much as the schools, but I'm saying him going to the schools or the book getting into the hands of the kids at the schools and the teacher.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a reference where if a child comes to a teacher in confidence, you know, and wants to talk to them about, you know, hey, someone has, you know, and the teacher will be able to pick up on it. It's this book is so empowerment and powerful for even a teacher to even see what to look for in a child that might be being bullied but is afraid to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just feel very strong about that.
I believe that book could very well end you up with what you've ever heard of the Endicott Award?
Yes.
Okay. I think you could end up with one of those. And the only reason I say, but again, through a publisher. Do I think the
right.
schools will become very popular? Yes, but I think, again, it will be through a publisher. You need national exposure. That's the only way that it's going to happen. The DARE right. programs are great, but they're woefully under there's no money for those programs at all.
No
money. So so it's not going to come from there. They're having trouble getting their basic paperwork these days, because I actually had a conversation with the woman who does DARE for all the schools in this area.
Right.
And the children, and, you know, it's a shame. But I will tell you this. Keep moving forward. Look for some local writers' conferences. Have you ever attended any of those, Anthony?
No, not in a while.
Okay. It's time. Only this time you've actually got something in hand that's finished. And you know what? I'm daring you now to do this. I'm daring you to do this. All right? And I'll tell you why. Because I know I know what you're going to say to me already. So I'm daring you to prove me wrong. You make five attempts with those bundle of books. I mean, serious attempts, okay? Go to one of the conferences. You'll find one that's local, I promise you, okay? Make some calls. Put together one cover page and make it good. Don't bore them with details. They don't have time to read it. They just want to know the stuff. And last but not least, do five major attempts, and I promise you, you'll call and you'll say, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm going to say, yeah, you know, I kind of already believe it, because I know what's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. You got it. I definitely will do that.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and yes, we all get a signed copy. That's the deal. All righty. Anthony, you have a great day, and God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. All righty, so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller here, who is calling in from area code 443 with a prefix of 986. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello there. What's your name?
My name is Jim.
Jim, you have a very nice sounding voice.
Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Jim, how can we, are you calling from the Baltimore area?
Yes, outside of Baltimore.
Yeah, okay, great. How can I help you, Jim?
Well, I'd like to see if there's any messages or anything out there for me.
You know, I've got to ask you a question. Please forgive me. Your voice is just connecting somewhere within me that we've spoken before, have we?
I don't think we've ever spoken before.
I don't know why that is. I feel like we have. Did you ever? Okay. I don't know why. If anyone's ever watched that show, Drop Dead Diva, where it's like doing, all of a sudden you get this, oh, and it's just there. Like, that's how I feel like I've spoken with you before. Let me see which one of our advisors that they're sending me, and they're sending me to Grace. Again, Grace, you get a lot of them tonight, but that's where my guides are pointing me. So I'm going to ask you to speak to Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Well, hello there.
Hi. I just want to know a little bit about you. What is deeply on your mind? And I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the main thing that I'm curious about is I've been working on a project for quite a few years, and it's been difficult, but it's one of those worthwhile projects that I really want to happen, and I want to know how that's coming, or you know, is it going to happen, or something like that.
So then this is the thing that is nearest and dearest to your heart.
That's correct.
Yes, that's what I was picking up. You have a very stern, like, father figure coming through for you. And I don't know if this is Grandpa or maybe great-grandpa. He's very, very old-looking, and he has a hat on and a coat. He is on a really... it looks like a coat that might have been one of the only coats that he's ever had. It looks like it could have been a suit coat, but he's worn it so much that, you know, the front of it sort of goes down, you know, because he's had his little hands in there keeping them warm. He is coming forward, and he has been with you all this time, helping you with this project. And... he's wanting to know how come you haven't went to, here's a place, and it's very close. It's within 3 miles of where you are. He's holding up three fingers, and he's showing me that it's close, like possibly 3 miles from where you live. Is that where you go to work on your project?
No, I don't.
Okay. Where are you working on this project then, may I ask?
I work at home on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to step out of my occupation to do something completely and totally different than I've ever done before.
Okay. Then that is what he is showing me then. He is showing me for you to step away. But he is with you, but there's something that you are really, really wanting to do, and he's saying that he doesn't know what's holding you back because you're holding yourself back. You know, I don't know why or what is it your age? Are you afraid of your age of being out there, or what is it that's holding you back from stepping out and taking what you want?
Well, I'm waiting on some things to happen with this project that are out of my control right now, actually.
Okay. So you're self-employed then?
No, no. I work for a company.
Okay.
And
are you afraid that someone there in the company is going to take something? Do you see something in this, Dr. Jenny?
What
fear?
I would say, Jim,
I just feel the fear.
This might sound like a really weird question, and forgive me, but I always have to come out with what I know the fear that she's feeling, I get it, but is the fear perhaps the thing that you're trying to bring? Are people fearful of it? Do some people misconceive it?
I don't think so. I've had some resistance to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to start a charity, but it's a really different type of charity.
Here we go. Go ahead. This is where the fear comes in. Go ahead.
Yes.
I know.
Exactly.
I knew it had to be something, and I'm not laughing at the charity. I'm laughing because when Grace gets a feeling, or I get a feeling, or Reverend J or Susie B, we may not quite get a lock on how that fear is coming in. Why is it so out of the box, the thinking? Do you think that people are put off by it?
No, actually I don't. And it's not even anything locally. It just deals with forgotten people, people that aren't on the mainstream, people that aren't, when you typically think of helping somebody, you know, we all have this concept of, you know, everybody looks at single mothers and, you know, people
right.
like that. They go, oh, that's who we need to help. But, you know, if there's the fringe people.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that aren't as sexy or whatever.
The ones who fall through the cracks.
Right.
It's the ones that are forgotten. It's not the ones that have advocates and stuff like that. I mean, these...
Okay. But that is what this man is showing me then, is saying that it's time for you to step out of your comfort zone and be the spokesperson for these people.
Okay.
Yeah. It's your time. It's your rightfully time. And, you know, you'll be well-received. You're going to be well-received once you break past the fear.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And because they're going to be there with you.
Okay. I'm going to ask now, did you have anything more for him, Grace?
Well, I just know that he has a lot of love before this. And it resonates deep in his heart. I mean,
okay.
It is like he is very, very passionate about it. And he just, the fear is what's holding him back. And if he gets past the fear, and this, is your father still alive?
No.
Okay.
He's not.
I believe this is your father then, because he's like, that's my boy type of guy. And,
yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very. And he is there helping you, Jim. And he wants you to get past this fear. And he says, just call on me. Just call on me. I'm there for you. And we'll get it done. I'll help you get it done. Yeah. He says, with every step that you take, he is right beside you. And that is love.
Okay.
That is beautiful love from a parent.
Well,
Thank you, Grace.
More question.
Well, actually, you can have another question, but I also want to give Reverend J and Reverend Susie B a chance
good,
to respond. But go ahead and ask your question, and then I'll pass that both over, if I can, then to Reverend J.
I've been praying for a certain gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been over a long period of time. It just hadn't been recent, but it's been over a long period of time. And I just don't know if I'll be granted that gift or not.
Reverend Jay, what do you have for our caller, Jim?
I didn't, immediately what happened when you were came on, and I wish I could have jumped in earlier, but, you know, I don't want to interrupt people. I got Archangel Sandalorophin, who came in, and he carries prayers to God, and I got that you were going to do charity work right away, and I got that you need to believe and trust in yourself, and I know you're on the right path is another thing, and I do think that you need to seek out spiritual or like-minded people or mentors, people that will help you facilitate what you're going to do. Like myself, I started a nonprofit organization and, you know, to do my charity work or to start doing my charity work. So, but I wouldn't have followed through on that concept if I didn't have other people that were like-minded around me saying, well, you know, you should probably start a nonprofit because I want to help with water wells around the world, you know, in third world countries. And I, you know, and I have other things that I do similar. I think that the people around you are trustworthy, and that if you, you know, confide in them and help them or have them help you figure out, I think you're just missing one aspect of what you're trying to do, and I think it's just confusion, and that's why I think you need to talk to like a mentor or some spiritual group that's like-minded, and you'll be right on your way. And I really feel just like Grace and said that it's time for you to step into the hardest part about moving forward is taking the step forward. So there's LinkedIn.com. I don't know if you know about that. And I don't know if you're a nonprofit organization, you're thinking that way, or if you're even thinking a profit organization, because there is a community of advanced individuals in the industry of fundraising and even nonprofit fundraising. So that might be one way to. But I feel like it's going to be good news for you.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And Reverend Susie B., well, what do you have for Jim?
I actually am getting a message that there is counseling connected to this. Because of your kind words and advice, and you have the gift of being empathic, that you're going to be able to heal people through counseling.
Okay.
That's the message I'm getting for you.
Okay, very good. And I'm going to ask you an odd question, because that's what I do. I ask the odd questions. I'm getting an odd thing here, Jim. Were you in some kind of litigation with somebody on the coast, somewhere in Florida, at some point?
Yes.
Okay. I know this seems really weird for me to say, but this, I'm seeing attorneys. I'm seeing the coast line, and it's like the West Coast, not the East Coast. I know this seems really weird, but I just tell you what I see. And did that all work out okay for you?
Yes, it did.
God bless. Good. I'm very, very happy for you. Very, very good. I'm very glad for you, because I felt that this person was trying to impeach your credit. Is that true?
That was, yes.
Yeah, okay, okay. Let me just see what else I'm getting, if I'm getting anything else. Oh, gosh, sweetie, I'm not getting anything. I don't know why that was so important. I think it's more to validate maybe what Reverend Jay was saying, because they're not giving me anything else, so I don't understand why they would have shown that to me, because normally it's to validate. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I just want to... No, I'm not getting anything else other than, and this is going to be another, again, another silly question, smoking. You smoke or you gave it up?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know what I've got to say to you about that, right?
I have a real good feeling.
Okay. I'm not even going to say it because I know you already know and no one wants to hear that. You know, if you can, it'd be great if you could cut it back because, that's what you need. That's what you need. It would be good for you. But actually, the other thing that I'm getting for you is that things will continue, and some of the hurdles won't be as hard as originally thought. They will not be as hard as originally thought. So I think that you'll be okay in trying to reach what you're trying to reach. And I'm gonna back up Reverend Jay 100% on this one and say stick with what he said, because I feel like he's absolutely on the money on this one, okay? And I think that's what that validation was about, okay?
Okay.
All right, wonderful. Has this been helpful for you tonight?
Oh, very helpful. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Thank all of you.
You are
very,
very welcome. And I think your lovely wife, I believe it was her, it was in the chat room asking when that call would get answered, so let her know we got to you, okay?
That sounds like her.
Hey, that's what wives do. We support our men. It's a good thing.
Well, and thank you guys. I most certainly appreciate what you do, and I know there's a lot of psychics out there and so forth. My wife turned me onto this show, and I've been listening to it, and so I finally got enough courage to call in.
Well, I'm glad you did, and God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and feel free to call in anytime, okay?
Okay, God bless you guys.
All right, bye-bye now, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think what we're going to do now is go ahead and take another caller. We don't have a lot of time left, but I don't want to do speed reading because I feel like that just I feel like we're not getting our message across as well as we can, and it makes everyone a little nervous, even our advisors, because we don't ever want to do an okay job. We want to do the very best job we can. So I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller. This one's calling in. It looks like it's from 717 with a prefix of 329. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Corrine.
Corrine. Corrine, well, welcome to the show. And what part of the country are you calling from? It looks like Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, great. Yes. All righty. How can we help you on this wonderful evening?
Well, I just wanted to know if you could, I don't know, if you were getting any messages for me from my angels or spirit guides as to when my finances would be getting better, hopefully.
Okay, that's a good question. The first one I'm going to go to is Reverend Susie B.
Okay. Well, I have for you a message of justice. Your career brings fairness and protection to others who need your help. So is your career connected to justice?
Not
any kind
in
of a law?
None,
you know,
at all.
None, no law? Connection or anything?
None whatsoever, actually, no.
Are you an HR?
I am a light worker, and I also do Reiki and angel healing.
Darn it.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Right. Yay!
Yeah,
I love that.
I wish you wouldn't
that's
have said
where,
it.
Well, then that's where the protection comes. That's where the protection comes in, the message of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I gave it away. Sorry, Reverend Jay.
Well, you know, the message is there, and then it's just a matter of plugging in exactly where it is. So you're doing people justice by doing what you do. That's what this message is to you. And your abilities to protect people.
Wonderful.
So continue on that path.
Great, thank you. And I'm going to now go to Reverend Jay, because I know he had some stuff ready to go. He's getting it strong.
I was like, oh, first thing I picked up, whoa, she's really empathic. I feel like, guess what? I feel romance for you, sweetie. And I feel a big, big relief for you financially in March. I feel like you're doing your life purpose. Stay focused. You must know if you're, I got right away that you were really empathic. Like, I don't even know if our energy is just connected right on. And then when you said, oh, I'm a light worker, I was like, oh, darn it. Because, you know, sometimes we like to give validation. So, forget validation. You must know that we're going through, you know, through December 21st is we're going through this big ascension change. So, you know, I got for you right away. March was your time where it's just going to, well, you know, you're going to have full integration by then. Your abilities are going to be even more than you can imagine. I feel like you're right in the right place. You're right on the right path, but I do feel like romance, like even wedding, marriage. I feel like marriage, and I don't usually, you know, I get, you know, love, or I don't get marriage, but I got marriage.
Wow,
you know?
So, probably for someone else or something.
No,
I'm already happily married. So.
Oh, okay. Well. Maybe it's a renewal of your marriage.
That's
Are you
quite possible? Yes. I mean,
okay.
We never actually did it up big the first time, so maybe that's it.
Oh, actually, I'm getting a little confirmation on that. It is a renewal of a marriage. So, and isn't it funny that it was the word marriage just kept coming? So I was thinking, wow, she's, you know, so maybe you're going to. Maybe it is. It must be a renewal of marriage, and it must be something that's going to be really significant in your life. And it must be at a point now that you're even more. You will go to a different level of love in your relationship, because I definitely got relationship. I definitely got marriage. You know, so I think I'm 90% sure on all of those. And I'm pretty sure about, you know, March is when it looked like everything was shining for you. So when is your anniversary?
In February, actually.
Well,
so,
okay. Well,
middle February.
Okay, that's you're going to be in bliss by March.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's right on schedule. To me, that's like.
And actually, when you spoke, my crown chakra started tingling. So if that tells you anything.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's my confirmation is the tingling. So, you know.
I tingle when Jay talks. So do all us girls. I don't know what. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's because I do truth. That's why you guys got hear truth and it resonates with you.
That's it, exactly. And that's true, actually. And I'm going to ask now if we can go to Grace, Sister Gracie, what she has for our caller.
Hi, sweetheart. Well, I do. It's very funny because I have Goddess Diana as a guide,
and she has said that you are very, very already very lifted and very close to your fifth dimensional body, and that you do help a lot of people. You help a lot of people, but yet sometimes you have to take some time for you. And she wants to make sure that you constantly shield yourself from those that you help, because you're very giving and helping hands. You have very helping hands. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And she just wants to make sure. She just wants to confirm it, that just to make sure that you shield yourself. It is great as we do go out and do light work and Reiki or all of any of the energy work that we work on, but you're very close to your light body. You are vibrating very, very, very high, and you also have a very beautiful aura color to you too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, but just keep shielding yourself and make sure of that, and take time for yourself.
I have a difficulty. I do have some difficulty with the shielding, because a lot of times with the protection requires visualization, and I have a tough time with that. So hopefully that will come as my abilities grow.
Well, and all you have to do is call in Archangel Michael and ask him to put you in the diamond shield of protection and surround you with 100,000 angels and protect you from all negative energies that would be coming in through your work.
Okay, very good.
And
I'm
they will do
down.
It. Yes, you're awesome. You're awesome,
okay.
And keep up the good work. There's a lot of people that really enjoy the energy that you bring them.
And now, Karine, I will tell you. Did you have anything else, Grace? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all.
Okay, great.
That's all.
Okay.
Just go with God and make sure that you shield and protect yourself.
There you go.
Thank you, Grace.
You're very welcome, dear. God bless you. You are beautiful, very beautiful.
Thank you. God bless you as well, always.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I can tell you the one thing I'm getting that, you had actually asked about money coming your way, and do you expect, is there something that could be coming up in the works where you can expect a windfall?
That's what I'm hoping on, yes.
Because, see, that's what I'm getting, yeah. I no one said it, and I thought, maybe I'm way off the mark, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. And I do see it as a windfall, and it's... I hate going last, and then when no one says anything, I got to say it, and I got to put myself out there. It's no fun, let me tell you. But I'm telling you, I see within the next 11 months this windfall coming, and when that windfall comes, it's going to be good for you. Okay,
wonderful.
It's going to be good for you. It's now. Did you have something in the works already?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Actually, the gentleman that you spoke to prior to myself is my husband. We're working on the
same
project together. Yes.
Aha! Uh-huh. I just sent you a
Sorry, I'm not even in the chat room now. I'm on the phone.
That's all right, sweetie. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, I see something in it. It's like 10, the number 10, and it's either 10 weeks or 10 months, but I don't feel like it's weeks. I feel like it's months. Sometimes, we have to go with what we're being shown, and I feel like it's 10 months, and I feel like this money is going to come to you. Somehow, some way, this windfall is going to come to you. Okay, so that's what I'm getting, and I think that how you can go, thank God, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like, it's been like this upward climb, this pushing, this stone up this hill. Then you could take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be okay.
Wonderful.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because there's
going
to be an integration with the charity of doing my healing work as well. So that's
fantastic.
Part of why it's so unusual.
Got it. Okay.
A small part.
Okay, good. And can I since you were his wife, it's funny because what I was going to type to you that I didn't get to yet. I know people are telling him to quit smoking, right? Okay. All right. And I know that if he quits smoking, he dies because he won't quit smoking, and I get it. And here's the weird thing I'm going to tell you. And I know the doctors have told him this. I just know it.
Oh yeah.
Like, but, and I'm certainly not saying going to say keep smoking, but it's kind of like I don't think he could be who he is. I don't think he can give up smoking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't think he can. I just don't think he can. I don't think it's possible. I just don't think he can. So, that's what I wanted to tell you. And I'm asking. I know this is a weird thing for me to say, but I'm asking the angels, is that okay? And for some reason, I'm being told it is, because his quality of life would not be. He would not be happy without them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that sound weird to say? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, all righty. And quality of life is important. And I have a feeling he's going to be just fine. Don't worry about what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay, there you go. All right, that's supposed to be a positive thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. It is.
Okay,
definitely.
All right. All right, good deal, good deal. Have we been helpful for you tonight?
Oh, more than helpful, more than you can know. And may God bless all of you always.
Thank you so much, and to you and your husband as well. And you know what? You wait those 10 months, and you'll be breathing a lot easier, and so will he, okay?
I thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You take care now, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay. Well, do we know what time it is?
So, didn't it? I couldn't even believe how fast the time went tonight.
I couldn't either. It went so quick that it caught me off guard, and I try to usually tell all the callers who's in the queue so you know where you're coming up next. Unfortunately, we just ran through those 2 hours so quick, so I want to apologize to all our listeners. But do know this, we will be back live next Sunday night, same time, same place, right here on the Network of Christian Psychics. And if you've enjoyed what we've done tonight and you would like to speak to any one of the psychics further, you can reach us by going to the networkofchristianpsychics.com or calling 1-800-322-7705, and then we can put you over to whatever advisor you'd like to speak with. And although you don't see Grace on the site, she is available and is available to do readings, and as well as Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie B. So make sure you give us a call if you'd like to have a private reading at a further time. I want to thank all our callers, all our listeners. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. And I guess we won't see each other before Thanksgiving. We won't get to talk to you again. So a happy Thanksgiving to everybody for this coming Thursday. Right, advisors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Know that you're blessed and we have funds to be blessed for.
Great. Amen.
Yes.
So that's right.
Be in gratitude.
Just be
in gratitude.
Amen. I'm going to ask the advisors to stay on the line, and I'll go ahead and I will play us out. I'll play everybody out, and have a wonderful evening.